are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. It's a beautiful morning.
The sun is shining. It's a gorgeous morning.
And it's not going to be overly hot, which is always a nice thing.
Yeah, good. We've had enough hot.
We sure have. And today's a big day over in Fort Pierre.
It is.
The Yellowstone. Stone groundbreaking.
It is. And that's a day, excuse me, that we've been waiting for a while. But what a wonderful opportunity for Fort Pierre and the community. You know, it's going to have, this is the Yellowstone Senior Living Development on Yellowstone Street. So it's appropriately named. And we'll do the groundbreaking today at 11. And it is going to provide independent living, assisted living, and memory care. The phase two, which will come in a year or so, is an apartment building for families. And so this was not exactly the plan we had when we contracted with HME to help us develop some housing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, any housing just creates an inventory that is kind of circulates. It's kind of a cycle, you know, when people my age are ready to move into the independent living, then that makes my house available for a young family,
right,
who might be leaving an apartment, and that, you know, and so it just creates a cycle. And so this is such an awesome opportunity, and what I truly love is it allows our Fort Pierre residents to stay at home. As we age and need more assistance, we can stay at home with our close to our doctor, close to our church, close to our family. It's just an awesome thing. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity for those, like you said, that want to stay. Mm-hmm. There's going to be this place where they're going to be able to do that.
Exactly. And I have looked at the videos online of similar facilities that HME has built in other parts of the state, and they are beautiful. They are comfortable. They will be very welcoming.
Another nice addition to Fort Pierre.
Oh, yes, it is.
And
yes,
speaking of additions, the trail project, give us a little update on that.
Oh, my goodness. The Tatanka Trail Project was approved unanimously by the council. I'm very proud of them for their foresight and big picture thinking, because this is a big deal for Fort Pierre. And so the first thing we will see, and all of the development happens on the south side of Highway 14 from the river to Yellowstone. There's that Yellowstone again. And so that area, which is now undeveloped, you know, first of all, the grant helped us complete our plans, the plans we already had made and approved for the Bridge Plaza.
Right.
And so, but then we can go further and we can develop the area we call the Pork Chop, because it's kind of a pork chop shape, in front of Perkins. And right now it's just grass. And so we will see that developed. And then the first thing we will see is a bridge as the Riverwalk Marina completes and breaches the river this fall. Then we will be able to construct a bridge to continue the walking trail. So it's along the river. The only alternative was to reroute the trail around, you know, go inland and reroute the trail, but it needs to stay by the river. And I'm so happy that we can put a pedestrian bridge over it and keep people walking and bicycling and running along the river.
Yeah, giving a great option to go out for a nice stroll, or like you said, bike ride, and be right there. So that is great news.
Exactly. And you know, as the Yellowstone Memory Care care unit is developed, you know, those residents will have that opportunity for that wonderful trail right by the river. And it gets people from one side of town to the other.
Absolutely. It's going to be really beneficial. So
it really is.
Looking forward to see that as it moves along. And something else that we've been talking about, and we want to keep letting people know about, the ambulance district that's being discussed.
Right. This is kind of an important thing for all of us in Hughes and Stanley County. When the bids were let for the ambulance service, there were none, and costs have gone up tremendously. There's a shortage of paramedics. There's a shortage of EMTs, and so quite often the ambulance services have to tap people who don't live here, and so to get them here, it costs a lot. And
it does.
But I mean, what is the alternative? And so the cost did go up quite a bit this year, but that first kind of shocked me, because it was about a 300% increase.
Wow!
But then as I looked at it, it is insignificant in comparison to what we pay for law enforcement and fire protection. So we absolutely need that ambulance in this area. You know, you can't have a rodeo without one. You can't have high school football games without one. And, you know, we have to have them for the protection of all of our citizens. So the proposal now is to create an ambulance district so that it can be paid for equally by all of us.
Sure.
And so the ambulance district proposal has been approved by both cities, both counties. I think Blount needs to approve it yet. And then it will be on the ballot in November. So so that you can vote and be informed to vote, you need to get this kind of information. We had a public meeting last night, and we ended up pretty much talking to each other. It was kind of we were preaching to the choir.
Right.
There were very few members of the public there, and the room was full of county people and city people and media. But we need some public people to show up, you know, the residents to show up and get informed on this so that you know how to vote in November. And the next public meeting is going to be in Fort Pierre at the Sutley Senior Center on Thursday, the 25th, next week at 6 p.m. And they aren't long meetings. You can you can come in, grab a cup of coffee, and listen to maybe 15 minutes of discussion, ask questions, and you're out of there. It's not a long meeting, but it's really important to be informed.
Yeah, this is a great chance for folks to get familiar with what it's all about, why it is that we need it, and get that information out there so that, like you said, they can be informed and be ready for it on the ballot.
Exactly, exactly. So, and just to give you an idea, this will be a levy on your property taxes, and that will be both in town and ag. If you have a house that's valued for taxes at, say, $250,000, the cost per year will be about $60. And so for $60, we can sleep well at night knowing we have an ambulance.
Yeah, that's an insignificant price for,
very much so.
Needing those services.
Very much so.
It's very important that folks become informed and make sure we get this in place so that everybody's safe.
And probably it's most important for for rural people because, you know, we can... If my husband or I get sick, one of us can drive to the hospital and get there in a pretty short amount of time. But if you're in the rural areas, you might not have that option. And the thing that is important to know about this ambulance service, it's staffed by paramedics. It has all kinds of equipment on board, so they can treat you right there on your sofa. If you're having a heart attack on your couch at home, they can treat you right there.
That very important first contact in getting you as stable as possible.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
All right. Anything else you want to mention while you're
we'll
here?
We'll save the rest for next week, okay?
Sounds good. Well, enjoy this beautiful day. Always nice having you here, Mayor.
Thank you, Dave. It's always nice to be here.
All right. There's Mayor Gloria Hansen from Fort Pierre joining us this morning on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.